sound like Plenty of them. Yeah, there must be somebody outside. Up there in the cold winter night. Yeah, that you, Plenty? Come on in. Hurry up. Oh, boy. It's cold. Come in.
Get over by the fire.
Yeah, sit down by the fire. Get warm. Oh, man, oh, man. This is a hard night out.
Oh, I've been out.
Getting the animals, ain't you?
I'm a pea at a half breed.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cold out there.
Boy.
Here, take off your fur coat.
Right. Mind if I back up to the fire, Bill?
No, don't mind at all. Take your big boots off there. Get snow all right. Let me brush the snow off there. Yeah, get it all over the floor. It's melting.
Give me some hot coffee, will you?
Too bad. I got plenty of it over here. How about a hot stage?
I'd like to just set it.
Yeah. Well, here. Put your wrist in this bucket of hot water. It'll cool you off a little bit. Now, we turn the radio on. Maybe we get some music or something to pass the time away.
Well, George, this is the coldest day on
record. Coldest day on record, all right.
Slip and fall, too, in that window wonderland.
Good enough for them Andrews sisters, hey.
Joe Kelly just said the temperature dropped from 97 to 95. Hey. Practically a cold wave.
Good for him, huh? Joe is always there with the good news and passing everything
Hope
along.
He hangs by his thumbs for the rest of the afternoon in the sun.
The temperature outside our WHDH studios at the present time, friends, is...
Wow! Is it ever?
Boy, hey.
Let's bring it in out of the sun before it breaks.
Yeah, open that door and reach out and bring
it in.
I'll
bring in the thermometer.
All right. Open it a little louder.
Hot, Bob.
Boy, I don't want to let any of that cold air in here. This is Mad Name is Bob
nice
and Ray.
Nice and stuffy in here.
What have we said?
We haven't said anything about the program.
Well, I guess we haven't.
The regular public service presentation of this public service type station.
Sorry to say that, as of today, no more soaping.
What's that, Bob? Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, look at the schedule here. I just have a notice that we're going past the word log.
Right in. Sit down. You bring a coat?
Warm up.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. So long, Stelfin.
So long, and...
good luck with your 49 Ford.
Is that what they were telling
you? Yeah.
All this time?
Yeah, well, so much. They'll be back when I have the 50 for it, I suppose.
Time now to look in on Linda Lovely. The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by E. Carrington Love. Book to home.
Hold
up. Oh. It's late evening on a hot November night as we look in on David and Linda. Outside, the wind is howling. And Linda and David are toasting marshmallows, making popcorn in front of the warm fire. Linda speaks. Too, David.
Oh, it's so nice and pleasant.
It's so warm, so warm and cozy. We're like two bugs in age.
Rug, my darling.
Yes, I never can remember that word.
Oh, David, isn't it grand to be here by the hearth?
Listen to hearth.
I stand corrected. Touch you.
Listen to those snowflakes patter against the window.
Pitter, patter, patter, patter. Aren't they the biggest flakes? It must be sticky snow, David.
Did you know, darling, that...
No, I didn't, sweetheart.
No two snowflakes are alike.
Huh?
I say, did you know that no two snowflakes are alike?
No snowflakes, sir.
No snowflakes are alike. Did you know?
No, I didn't, David.
Well, it makes... No, never mind.
All right.
The police. Great Scott.
What's that thing?
I'm sorry, It must be this cold weather,
David, you've been out shoveling snow. You've been out in the cold all day.
Yes, I guess I've had
your
a little bit too much.
Your face is a high purple color.
My ears feel rather cold. Here, feel this left ear of mine.
Here, I'll just try to bring it back. Circular.
Oh.
Look, you didn't want it, did you?
It was rather crisp, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon it was, Dave.
Yes. Yes, I reckon Dr. Prescott will be along at...
He's skating with Mrs. Jordan.
Is he?
Yes.
Down by the lake. I hope they have a warm campfire.
On the lake, David.
On the lake. I stand directed, Tootsie.
Okie dokie.
If we only had a pot of hot cocoa.
I want to go up and take a hot shower. And try and warm up, David.
Well,
here you are.
I think that... You're catching cold.
Yeah,
you...
My wet feet.
It's opening that door. Wait, I'll go over and shut the door. It seems to be open.
Oh, yeah.
I knew there was a draft coming from somewhere. Oh, it's a long day
David,
that has
no ending.
Why
don't you take off your raccoon coat? You look
I think
so
I will.
Standing there.
I'll just sit down in Grandma's rocking chair by Art Dixon and the Lone Star Serenaders. Great Scott, I've been doing too many of these Josh Biskey programs.
Yes, I know, David.
What of little Ned? Is he...
skating.
Down by the pond?
On the pond, David. With Mrs. Jordan, Dr. Prescott, and Madeline.
A motley crew, if I ever heard of one.
I know. They're just back from deep, dark, dank Africa.
Tell me, is Joyce with them? Gay, effervescent Joyce?
David, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That certainly is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so.
Uh-huh.
We'll look in again on Women Day tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And maybe something will develop.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time, friends, to call in Ray Goulding, our roving reporter, who is ready with his regular Man in the Street program. From downstairs in front of WHDH. In just a moment, our controls department will switch you to the street and Ray Goulding.
Thank you, Bob. I hope I didn't take the microphone too quickly away from you up there in the eighth floor. I'm standing down here in the shady corner. I'm going to try and talk to some of the passersby. If so, would you come up here, please, for a moment? I'm on the air. Would you care to say a few words?
Ah?
Would you care to say a few words? Your name?
Yeah, Bradley.
And Mr. It's pretty warm, isn't it, Mr. Snadley?
Yeah.
Where do you live, sir?
Ah?
I say, where do you live?
I wish I lived at the North Pole.
Touchy, sir, touchy. What do you do? What is your occupation?
I'm an ice man.
You're an ice man?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that's a cool job.
Not all cool melted head. Today. I haven't got anything to sell, eh?
You keep a cool head about you on that job?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so much for that.
Yeah.
I'd rather describe a passing parade. Here comes a parade now, fortunately.
I'm going to try to fly an egg on the ice walk over here.
All right.
On a crosswalk, I might have to say.
Well, go ahead.
I couldn't fry an egg on a cake of ice, I guess, could I?
Well, maybe you could on dry ice.
But maybe I could on dry ice, but I couldn't on this...
Let's not get too technical.
Not get technical about the thing.
Mr. Smedley, I don't know why I bothered to stop you, really. I was having a fine time talking to myself.
Well, so long, and keep cool.
Oh, is it hot enough for you?
That's a stock rate. I haven't heard that very much the last time.
Somebody asked me that this morning.
Is it hot enough for you?
Is it hot enough for you, they said. I don't like this. I'm going to start a club. The answer is it hot enough for you club.
I think we should do that.
Let's
hot
do
enough
it.
For you?
Yeah, is it hot enough for you, Mac?
Cold enough for you?
Yeah, cold enough.
Well, just hot day.
What?
Yeah. You got what?
Yeah. Oh, well, let's just swing down and pick up this parade.
All right, take it away, Ray Goulding, from your vantage point.
Thank you,
point.
Bob. I'm at my vantage point now, and I think we can spring down and get that band music as it passes. Wow. They were running, I might add.
Ray, if I might come in here at my vantage point, I think the parade is just about nearing this particular point, and...
Excuse me,
you
on the radio? Make a plea. I want volunteers. A hold up the road.
What's the matter?
It's been a hold up.
Where?
The dam is bust.
Well, take
the... Drive like I never rode before, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hold up.
And I was saying, I think this parade is just about due, and I can see a gaily multicolored band just swinging around the corner. I'm going to swing our parabolic microphone down and see if I can pick up some of this band music. Oh, I guess we didn't get too much of it. Somebody's at the door.
Shut the door. Good bad Andre doesn't come equipped with ears, huh?
No. Well, he's not the deluxe model, you know.
Oh, well, touchy, sir.
You said it. Well, look, it's both of these...
I lost weight on this program.
Most of these things come at after 1:15. I don't think we should use. I think we should use one now.
Yeah, I think so. Let's all laugh.
Let's all sit back and laugh. And
wait a minute, friends. Before we do that, we have a few hot weather suggestions from Dr. Smedley Steffel. Here he is.
Thank you very much,
Doctor. What would you advise we all do to keep cool, sir?
Well, strange as it may seem, I'd bundle up in a warm blanket today.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds as if you'd probably be pretty warm.
That's our first reaction.
But, actually, you'd be surprised at how warm you'd be.
I imagine we would, sir.
Another thing I might say is to fill a hot water bottle with hot water.
I see. How about a hot mustard bath, sir?
Yes, that mustard plaster's a good, too, I might say.
Well, please don't.
Mustard on hot dogs. Especially hot dogs.
Do you have any other hot weather suggestions,
well,
Doctor?
Well, no, but I'd just leave you with one little bit of advice.
Dr. Audley,
how did
you solve this crime, sir?
Very simple. The fella confessed to me.
All right.
I turned him in and got the reward. Married the boss's daughter.
Good luck to you.
Settled down on a farm in Saugatuck, near Naugatuck, Connecticut.
And you ran a canoe canal.
I built a new canoe canal
right
down there, and everything's all fine.
Okay, let's start laughing like crazy.
Life with father.
Starts at the Metropolitan Theater.
The other one. never mind the schedule. Just
all right, Charlie. You were all gone crazy today.
It's very hot.
We'll bring that in later. You folks, of course, don't know what the bugle is.
Hope you're not hanging by your thumb.
That heralds one of our better known commercials. But now let's all sit back and laugh.
Did you ever hear such laughter?
Did you ever hear such roars?
Howling!
Your dollar and a half. See what I mean?
Who's tickling Kenneth Roberts? Take it away.
With every laugh intact and uncut. And those stars, Irene Dunne and William Powell, with adorable Elizabeth Taylor, roarable Edmund Gwenn, and Zazu Pitt. Everybody's coming. Everybody's running to see Clarence Day's Life with Father. Starring William Powell and Irene Dunne. Life with Father, the play with the longest run ever known to the stage, now brought to the screen by Warner Brothers.
Shut up.
What's so funny, I mean, already? Be sure to see the Warner Brothers' great hit, Life with the Old Man, which opens today at the Metropolitan Theater in Boston.
The lovely William Powell.
Beautiful Sydney Greenstreet.
Adorable.
Peter Lorre.
Yes. And this
lovely
one...
old Bela Lugosi.
One big figure.
Who plays Grandmama. That's what I want to see, some movie with Bela Lugosi as Grandmama.
That would be good. And Peter Lorre as...
Little Sister.
That's right. The dynamic story of one...
The dynamic story of grub. The story of food.
With Talona Balkhead.
And Humphrey Gokart.
A fine, gorgeous picture in off color.
Right off.
Technicolor.
Right off, sir.
We have some more music. We haven't really heard a musical number yet today, and I think we probably could...
We're going to play something today, or are we bringing in the Joe Kelly Quartet?
I don't know. I think this is the quartet.
The Joe Kelly Quartet, ladies and gentlemen, who come here at great expense.
Joe Kelly, who else? Leo Egan?
Leo Egan's in on that.
And Jim, I think Paul
Jim
Benton.
Britt, Jim Britt, Paul Benton.
And Red Morrison.
Right on.
Joining forces. And what's the special, Perry?
Because.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and on a fanny bride was standing by my side. The horse was lean and lame, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drift and sank, and when we got a sight, oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what
kiss the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtailed nag, 40 for his feet, then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, he'll take the lead.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Joe Kelly, and your quartet for giving us your time this afternoon.
Well, and thanks to Arthur Godfrey for discovering it.
And pick up your silver bullets on the way out.
Now,
it's a poison for each one of you, man.
It's time again for another of our special features in the educational section of the program, in which we go behind the scenes of some of America's biggest industries. Of course, you know... wait a minute. Right, wake up.
Oh.
You know, of course, that the newspaper industry is one of the largest, and it's our privilege to take you this afternoon behind the scenes at the Boston Herald to take you over to Mason Street, where at the city desk they're busy preparing tomorrow morning's headlines, which will appear in the Herald tomorrow morning. Taking now through the city desk and the hustle and bustle of newspaper life.
Hey,
Yes, how's that?
How's what?
Thousand flea swallowing hub.
No, make it me, let me see. Tomorrow morning, mass exodus from hub.
That's good, yeah.
Record heat sweeps in from west. No relief in sight, hey.
Old-timer says worst heat he's ever seen.
Worst heat since 88.
Worst since 88, that's better, yeah.
Right, have you got a hold of a photographer to go out and have somebody fry an egg on the Jeep?
Yeah, I got Bill Michael all set.
Good, send him out.
I think he's got some pictures already.
Resort's crowded as hub in mass exodus.
Hey, look, here's his pictures. I just got them here. Here's a cute one of a little kid with no clothes on and a policeman's hat on, eating an ice cream cone, sitting at police headquarters. He's lost.
Good angle.
That's not a paint the picture, don't it?
Certainly does.
And there's the policeman
standing. We'll put that on the front page.
Sure.
Now let's see our subheading. Cool Canadian air expected over the weekend.
Right. And then how about this other picture over here, which shows a beautiful girl in a bathing suit. That's a bathing suit?
Let's see that.
Frying an egg on a United States Army Jeep.
Pretty cute picture there. I like that.
Yeah, it ties in the service angle, too, you see.
I see what you mean.
That ought to go good on page two if you tear down one.
Okay, tear down one and two, hold three for pictures.
Yeah. Well, I just finished one and two.
Oh, well, better not touch them then.
Tear down three and hold five and six.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll hold the whole thing. How's that? Or maybe you get cold tonight or something.
Why don't you run out and get lost?
Okay. Go on.
Well, that's another speedy epic in our daily newspaper life.
It is.
We just left the Herald City Room and...
Newspaper life is interesting work. You know,
you
go out on all sorts of different assignments. And you're always right in touch with everything. Well, Ray's gone to sleep. Mary, Margaret,
yes,
you come on. You weren't with us yesterday. I got me.
Where did I take off my coat?
You wore a coat down today?
Well, I...
Cold up in Littleton.
Well, I didn't know what kind of weather I'd run into.
Yeah? You couldn't tell up there when you left?
No, well, it was warm, but I thought Boston being on the seaside would be quite chilly.
Yeah.
And to my surprise...
Are you?
Land sakes, it's warm.
Well, do you have any warm weather recipes for us? Something that would be sort of cooling for a day like today?
Now's a real day to come when all the family comes tearing in from the outdoors for a good bowl of hot chowder.
That doesn't sound like too good a suggestion to me. Hot chowder for tonight?
Better give me some water, Bob. I don't know what I'm saying.
Take a salt tablet here.
Hot
chowder.
Starting from the family's appetites are really high.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good meal of hot meat and potatoes and lots and lots of...
Go ahead.
Can't go on, Bob. I don't... You see, I wrote the script in February.
You are looking ahead.
Yes, and I certainly wish I could look inside my head. Certainly,
well,
on a day like this, we shouldn't eat hot chowders.
No, of course.
Beans are straight on a day like this.
Have you got an alternate recipe for something that might
be
good?
Yes, a tall glass of water.
Uh-huh.
And a crisp salad.
A crisp salad.
Yes, that's what you need on a day like this, really. Good, crisp, green salad.
Aren't you losing your voice there for a minute?
No, it's all right.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds more to the point than
sometimes it gets mighty low.
But how narrowly it's all right.
That sounds a little more to the point than...
Getting gold, Bob.
Having trouble.
Yes, I am. It's getting way down into the lower...
The register.
Sound like Edgar Bergen. You could talk to yourself.
Well, I do sometimes. Edgar certainly is no one to talk with. He doesn't hold up his end.
Not much of a
conversation.
Not much of a conversationalist, huh? I know there's been dragging around here.
Yes, he's a fight.
He
certainly is.
Well, if you haven't anything more constructive to offer...
Not another thing, Bob.
All right, Ray, will you back over here?
Righto. So long, Mary, and
bye,
Mary. If you get work.
Yeah. Well, now we might have that bugle, I think.
I believe so. I delve
into
right.
this Wonderland thing.
Wait a minute, Bob. Somebody turned this upside down.
Oh, they did.
And it looks like you.
Wonder if we could read it upside down.
I don't know. Let me see. No.
No, can't be done.
Again tonight, Greyhound racing fans will be real warm.
No, siree. Not at Wonderland.
No, with the cool ocean breezes coming.
Down at the Great Beach Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They'll be watching the sixth and seventh races at Wonderland Revere. The second round of the elimination event.
When you get to that price of the futurity, it tripped me up this morning.
For the coming $10,200
Wonderland. Who donated the $200?
They write that as if they're taking it out of their own pocket, don't they?
Well, I mean, why the $10,200 Wonderland futurity?
Well, I'll tell you.
Would you explain that to me, Bob, please?
Yeah, I would if I knew, but I don't know. It is 10-2.
That is. It is that.
Or rather, it's 23 past. But, this is $10,200 futurity. Now, who gets the $10,000? I don't think it's you if you go to Wonderland.
Some dog wins it. You never see them running a race of people like
One
that.
One of those dogs are rich dogs.
I've never yet seen anybody run a race, win a... Bob, will you help me, please, my bridge?
Win a race.
That's it. Win a race for humans and offer that kind of money.
I haven't either.
$10,200.
And do they thank you for it?
No.
If a dog wins $10,000 at Wonderland, does he walk up to you and shake hands and
all
say...
All he does is...
Yeah, and ask for something to
doesn't
eat.
Know how to spend it, even. And again tonight, Wonderland presents a 10-race card with 5 big features. Now, here are the entries for the Speed Classic of the evening. Write them down, friends. This is the spotlighted ninth race. Give you time to get a pencil. Well, I'm afterwards, you're telling me, Bosun's Mate, Rural Street, My Lucky Lad, Lucky Summer, and Bow Bay. Hope you got it.
Now, sure to see tonight's great races at Wonderland Revere is near from all points over wide highways to please North Station.
Bill.
Somebody's at the door. I'll go over and... Oh, the wind's died down.
Yeah. The engineer's down asleep.
Yes, sir. I'll buzz it.
Give him a buzz. Yeah, that's better. I'll go over that again.
All right, sir. Sounds like somebody at the door, I guess. Come in.
Why, you funny.
Mighty cool out
there. Yeah, well, here, take this jacket and throw around
your
shoulders.
I've been out checking my fur traps.
Have you, really?
Caught 3 furs this morning.
Yeah.
The animals got away, though.
Well, that's tough luck.
Yeah, indeed.
Won't have nothing to eat tonight.
No, reckon not, but I'll be warm anyway.
Well, let me give you a bit of advice.
Where do I take off a raccoon coat?
All right.
Put it down
here. Way out. Oh! Raccoon bit me.
Right.
Better make sure them raccoons are dead before you make coats out of them.
Yeah, it's trouble with me. I'm impetuous.
That's right. Be sure to see tonight's great races at Wonderland Revere is near from all points on the wide highways, which leave North Station nightly at 6:35.
You'll fall in love with them, really.
Free floodlighted B&M specials.
Oh, really, friends? You will. I mean, you'll fall in love. You know what I mean? Really, you will. So much for that, I reckon. You can always beat the heat at Wonderland. That's something to think about. It's always cool at the Great Beach.
Always cool. I'd like to just give you an idea of...
Morning.
It's a Wonderland.
How cool is it, I wonder?
I wonder how cool it is right now.
Now, through the magic of radio, we take you nowhere.
Well, right we here. Just stay right here. We're going to stay here the whole afternoon, too.
I'd like to do a juggling act I have, Bob, if I may.
All right, we can have a little music for...
I'm going to do a little juggling act.
He has some dumbbells with him.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
How's the tempo?
Are you listening? In the rain, snowing cleft down. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Oh,
What?
No, it doesn't, sir. I don't think we ought to have any more of that music, Bob, because that's a travesty on justice. Here are people sitting around at home, cool,
calm,
calm and
collected.
Collected. And here we are down at this hot sewer.
So uncomfortable here, too.
Well, so much for that, I reckon.
We really had only 28 minutes of material for today, friend.
Tomorrow, friends, we're going to try and have Bing Crosby up here. And
the voice of Russ Morgan today was impersonated.
We're going to try and get a lot of people. Eddie Cantor, we're going to try and have him up here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Lana Turner. I don't think they'll come, but we'll try anyway.
Jane Russell, too.
Right on.
Might as well add her. Xavier Cugat.
And the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
And Nugat.
So we should have a grand show tomorrow when you tune in at 1 o'clock. We'll be hanging by our thumbs until then, I'm sure. And I reckon you will. This afternoon, I hope the Red Sox win. They let me down yesterday, Bob.
That was kind of a tough loss, wasn't it?
9-0. They humiliated me in front of all my friends.
Well, it's a little warm. Yeah, I suppose they were kind of warm, too. I
suppose it was cool for the Cleveland.
I imagine they were just as warm.
Reckon it was.
In fact, they were quite a lot hotter yesterday afternoon.
Much hotter than the Red Sox.
But look, this is not getting to the business.
Excuse me, Bob. I'm going to go up on the tightrope now, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sir. And don't fall down, will you?
Right off.
Be careful, sir. I won't, Bob. Don't worry about me. I've done this 1,000 times.
Safe up there, huh?
Here I go. That's good.
Do I say anything for the end of this program, like stay tuned for something?
Wait a minute.
The Boston Ballroom follows the ball game. Before that, Paul Moxie is coming up now. Okay.